Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, it's a new year of talk, and Savage is here to give you the unprotected talk you've come to expect. Everyone loves this unprotected talk idea. It is exciting the American talk audiences. And I'm getting answers from people who count, not the disgruntled few who put down anything anyone does. But people who matter have told me that this idea that I created and trademarked and registered and legally protected, and if you steal it, I'll sue you, unprotected talk, has caught like a storm. And what that means is we're not screening you. 855-497-282 will get you up on the Savage Nation. And I won't know what you're talking about. I'll go out on a tightrope without any nets. And I'll counterpunch if necessary, but I'm going to do the show the way it should be done, which is that's what's exciting about talk radio. I want to get the voice of America up on the airwaves, and there's no other way to do it. If I screen your calls, you're going to screen out. We're going to screen out some of the most raw calls there are, and that's what I want. Now, let me begin with this. When I began this show 20 years ago, I had a certain viewpoint. It's now 20 years later. I have the exact same viewpoint. I'm as politically oriented the same way as I was then. Same exact way. I haven't changed my politics one iota. I've changed my delivery somewhat. Because when Babe Ruth started out as a ball player, he would hit the ball and run around the bases. I was the same way. I'd hit the ball and run around the bases. And I'd be sweating at the end of 3 hours. Well, now I walk around the bases because I'm hitting them farther out of the park. I don't have to run around the bases. In other words, the trick is to say what you want to say in a way that is humorous, insightful, direct, and thought-provoking. In other words, I don't have to go out of my way to insult liberals or say it over and over again. We know what they are. We know exactly what they are. We know they're hypocrites. The number one word for liberal or progressive is a double-talking liar hypocrite. What better example do you need than Obama spending $1,000 for a meal in Hawaii that charges $500,000 for membership? What more do you need than a phony like him, an affirmative action phony like Barack Obama, always talking the talk about the poor and the 1% and inequality and unfairness? And meanwhile, him and his wife go to the Vintage Cave in Honolulu and they order a meal that costs $1,000 with wine. How do you progressives get up in the morning and shave without cutting your own throats? But it's nothing compared to what I'm about to tell you. There's a mini-scandal brewing because the vermin in the media, mainly CNN, the usual suspects, and you know who they are. I don't have to mention Wolf Blitzer and him. I don't remember. What is his name, the guy? The Woody Woodpecker of talk of television radio. Yeah. The Woody Woodpecker of television journalism is Jake Tapper. So Woody Woodpecker, Tapper, and the others on the illegitimate left are attacking House Majority Whip Steve Scalise because many years ago, he spoke to a group run by the Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard, David Duke. She said, well, he spoke with them. He spoke to them. It doesn't mean he was a Ku Klux Klan member, number one. He admitted to speaking to the group 12 years ago at a gathering of the European American Unity and Rights Organization, which is a counterpoint to the racist Southern Poverty Law Center. It's a counterpoint, in some ways, to the vermin on the left. I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan. They would hate me, and I hate them. But the man spoke to them 12 years ago. Now they're turning it into a big deal, demanding he step down. Now, he is the House Majority Whip, and because he's a Republican, they're digging up this dirt on him. All right, that's fair enough. That's politics. Well, let me look at this from the point of view of being a fair-minded talk show host. How about Obama's racist pastor, Jeremiah Wright, who was far worse than the Ku Klux Klan speech? Why? Why is it that Jake Tapper does not talk about Obama sitting in the church of the radical vermin communist left for 20 years? The minister, Jeremiah Wright, who cursed America, cursed America's military, and the media gave Obama a pass. The media is biased. We know that. I'm not supporting the Ku Klux Klan. Who would? But why not start with Obama's relationship with Jeremiah Wright, a racist preacher? Why not go back to Obama's days as a communist and a pot-smoking college student while it was illegal? To tie a speech 12 years ago to someone today is really stretching the truth. Why don't they dig up dirt on Barack Obama or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or Eric Holder or Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton? How come you never read any of the dirt and the dirty laundry? I'm trying to be fair about this. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with the media. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with the country. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with society. I'm trying to relate my thoughts in a non-hateful, dignified manner. And so the best way for me to make my point is to play for you, for your listening pleasure, so you can judge for yourself, a few little sound bites. Let's start with Barack Obama supporting his association with Reverend Wright in the first clip. Go ahead, please.
The man I met more than 20 years ago is a man who helped introduce me to my Christian faith. A man who spoke to me about our obligations to love one another, to care for the sick, and lift up the poor. He is a man who served his country as a United States Marine, and who has studied and lectured at some of the finest universities and seminaries in the country.
Right, right, in the country. Well, okay. Well, let's see. Mussolini served in the military. Hitler served with distinction in the German military. So I don't think that that's necessarily a qualification for him not being a left-wing fascist. So let you judge for yourself is what I'm going to do. I want you to listen to Reverend Wright. This is the preacher who Mrs. and Mr. Obama sat in that church for 20 straight years. They never walked out in protest. Listen to it now.
God damn America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God damn America, for treating our citizens as less than human.
Black kids wouldn't stay in their place over there behind the desk. Black kids climbed up all on them.
The government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color.
African and African American children have a different way of learning.
God damn America!
Those children can say every word from every song on every hip-hop radio station. We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon.
God damn America!
You say, okay, he's a preacher and he's very florid with his language. But if a man who would be president would sit through that for 20 straight years, you would say either some of it rubbed off on him or he agreed with it. If I went to a house of worship and I heard a preacher saying things like that, I certainly would walk out. I wouldn't ever go back. But he apparently liked it so much he attended church. In fact, he attended church for 20 straight years, but he hasn't attended church since he became president. Because there's no Jeremiah Wright cursing America. Now, you know and I know that the only reason Obama got away with it is because of Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, at the time Dan Rather, and whoever else was in the media. They gave him a pass because of the reasons we know. Why am I dredging this up? Why? Because if you're going to dredge up stuff about a Republican who gave a speech to the Ku Klux Klan 12 years ago, he wasn't a member of the Ku Klux Klan, he spoke to them 12 years ago, and they're making this into a reason that he should resign. But remember what I'm saying to you. Obama was a member of Wright's Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago for many years. He called the minister his second father. He had Reverend Wright officiate over his marriage and the baptisms of both of his children. Did you hear me? Wright's church adopted the, quote, black value system in 1981, about 7 years before Obama joined the church. And there's one reference after another to the black community, black worth ethic, and adherence to the black value system. Now, what if Representative Scalise had spoken before a group in Louisiana whose attendees vowed to a white value system, or a white worth ethic, or a white community? How would you feel about that? You don't feel, you'd feel very good about that, nor should you. So, you know, you want to start throwing the racist words around, the racist brickbats around. Be careful. And that's my monologue for the opening of the Savage Nation. That's not the only topic I want to talk about. In fact, I don't even think I want to talk about it because I already have. I think the way I'm going to do the show for this year is take a single topic, perhaps one an hour, that really interests me, such as the hypocrisy of the woodpeckers in the media. And then I'm going to go to the unprotected talk, which has taken the talk world by storm. If you've been out all week, you know, many people are still on vacation. I don't understand this country, how it runs. Since Thanksgiving, no one's been working. People go like on a Drano job since Thanksgiving. Their mind goes blank. The world hasn't stopped running. Planes fly, planes crash. People are born, people die. Senators exercise and machines break and the Rubbermaid hits them in the eye. Things happen. Things happen. This is the Savage Nation, America's borders, language, and culture are my main thrust. And the phone number here is 855-407-282. There's only one open line right now for unprotected talk. Here are the rules. When I call out your number, you'll know it because the thing goes on. Just give us your name, the station you're listening to, and your topic. Let's start with line number 5. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind? A blank job. That's a good starter. Line 1, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Stazel from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. All right. I don't know you, but great. What are you listening on, ABC?
Yes, WABC.
Okay, topic.
I love this venue, by the way. I love it. And the topic is, you hit it on the nail on the head. This media liberal scum is what's ruining our country.
That's correct. They ruined America. That's right. It's men like Wolf Blitzer personally who destroyed America. For 25 years to continue to look the other way while the left gets away with virtual murder. And to then bring up stuff that's irrelevant now to anyone who loves this country means that they are the enemy of this country. I agree with you. There's no two ways about it. They destroyed this country.
They're sharpening up their knives.
How come Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper have not reported the diseases being brought in by Obama's children from Central America this summer? About the virus that's now spreading across America? How come they're not talking about tuberculosis that was brought in by these wonderful, hardworking, so-called immigrants who were dumped into Lynn, Massachusetts, where there was virtually no tuberculosis until Obama snuck them in the middle of the night and TB broke out in that city? How come old Wolf Blitzer doesn't report on that?
I agree with him. They love them.
I don't know whether they agree with them. They're stooges. They're woodpeckers. That's all. So I'm glad you like the unprotected talk format.
I love this format. Michael, I was working, and I had the radio on this past week, and I was loving it. You are so relaxed. You're on top of your game.
You know, it's funny. People keep saying I sound more relaxed, and it makes them want to listen. How long do you normally listen per day to this show before the unprotected talk?
I listen to your whole show, but we only get 2 hours. Why do we only?
I know. I'm glad I have 2 hours in the big cities. You know, that's something I can't control. I'm glad I have it at all. I never was on those stations. So, you know, my glass is not half full. My glass is 98% full. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't look at what I don't have at this point in my life. I look at what God has given me. That's how I look at my life. So I'm glad that you're listening so intently. That's great. Let's tell you this thing here. Let's go for the line 4. Go ahead, please. Your topic. What's on your mind? Go ahead. Name and topic.
San Diego on KSFO.
Yes, and topic.
I wanted to share something about President Obama. I'm a Marine. I used to be an active duty Marine. I recently got off active duty. I'm born and raised in Chicago, and I used to campaign for Obama when he was a U.S. senator. And then when I became a Marine, I thought he was good. He raised my pay when I was in the military, and I feel especially burned by him. And I just want to share one more thing. You know, I used to listen to Alex Jones, like, religiously. I don't listen to him anymore. And I listen to you every day. I think you fill my brain up with the best, amazing.
Well, I don't want to knock Alex Jones. I like him personally. I've met him on the air a few times. He's a nice guy. I know that he doesn't compete with me in any direct manner, and I haven't heard he said anything negative about me, has he?
No, he doesn't. No, not at all.
No, he's too big for that. He's not like the others in the media who harp and chip at those who they compete with. I appreciate your listening on KSFO on the internet. It is now 20 minutes after the hour. We got to run along and come right back to you right here. The phone number is 855-407-2824. More unprotected talk when I return.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Anyway, it is Friday. It's January 2nd, 2015. We're talking about the double-talking snakes in the media, whose names I don't have to mention. You know who the woodpeckers are. They're talking about Scalise. He gave a speech 12 years ago to the Ku Klux Klan. And now they're trying to dredge that up. But the fact is they gave Obama a pass on so many phenomenal nightmares. As I've said to you before, for several years now, it's astonished me. But do you know that Obama's prior associations to running for the presidency would have excluded him from becoming an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent, let alone the president? In other words, if someone would become an FBI agent, they couldn't have associated with a known communist. Today, it's upside down. Today, you can't be an FBI agent unless you had a few communist friends because of the communist tilt of the administration. He reaches out to Cuba, then Pope Francis, Lenin's pope, suddenly tells us that global warming is the biggest issue on earth, not ISIS cutting Christians' heads off. It's astounding to me. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, they say. That's probably from Shakespeare. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Well, my head is not as heavy as it used to be because I've learned to pump some helium into it. And the helium is a degree of levity that I'm saying there's only so much I can do. So there's another topic I want to get to today in a little monologue fashion in addition to the unprotected talk calls, which will be, in any topic. I'm laughing at this. Now the media is jumping like the rabbits they are, saying that biological bad luck is blamed in 2/3 of cancer cases. So right away, the woodpeckers with long stockings and lipstick are saying, cancer caused by bad luck, bad genetic luck, bad luck, bad luck, cancer caused by bad luck. 2/3 of cancer, can't do anything about it. Bad luck, bad luck. So we're going back now to a medieval time in thinking. Again, no science involved. No science. In other words, what you eat, nothing to do with cancer. Environmental exposures to asbestos, mercury, lead. No relationship now. Now it's something mystical now. But they blame the mystics now on bad luck. Bad luck. Just the cells replicate by themselves all of a sudden in some mysterious fashion. Do you realize how backwards this thinking is? We all know that the environment plays a tremendous role in whether or not you will get cancer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
We love unprotected talk. Now, obviously, I'm playing on the phrase unprotected, you know what, which means it has a certain edge to it, like, it's daring. It is daring. It is daring because I don't know what you're going to say. I'm not pre-screening. I don't see on my board your name, your city, and what you're going to say where I can have someone prep it for me, like most people in talk radio who have script writers for them. They don't know what to say. I mean, they're newsreaders of the GOP. They're Republican newsreaders, fundamentally, passing themselves off as independent-minded conservatives like Michael Savage. At least in my opinion, and I do stand apart, and I know that. I don't need anyone to confirm or deny it. I know what I do. Why do I have such a large audience of young people? Why do I have such a large audience of independents? Why do I have such a large audience? I'm number one on internet radio or streaming radio. I beat Rush. I had a 25 share. He had a 12 share. And he's good at what he does. So why is that? Why do younger people turn to me? I know why. Don't call on it. I'm not looking for praise today. But on Wednesday, I did a very important show on Lenin's Pope, Francis, who suddenly became a scientist overnight. In addition to doctrinal Catholicism, apparently he was working for his PhD in climatology at the same time that I didn't know about. And he's an expert now on global warming. 2/3 of America is shivering and freezing. But he's going to give a speech to the UN on why we should tax the middle class even further to spread the money around to the senators' wives and husbands in the construction business. So, I mean, that's not what he said. I'm being sarcastic. And today I gave you a monologue on the double standard of the woodpeckers and the media. You can play the woodpecker sound so they know what we're talking about. Play Wolf Blitzer or Jake Tapper with that sound for me a little later on. That would be fun. We'll get that one ready. Because they're like the woodpeckers of the media. I mean, they just repeat what the Obama administration wants them to repeat. When have they last criticized him for anything he's done? Never. That's why they're invited to visit with him. That's why O'Reilly got a sit down. No, he's going to have a critic in front of him? He's not alone in that. Obama's not alone in that. I mean, what president wants to sit down with a critic? None. So I understand that, but the fact is, this is no different in that regard. But look at the hypocrisy. They're picking on this guy, Scalise, because he gave a speech to the Ku Klux Klan 12 years ago. Now, who jumps in the Woody Woodpecker of the Congress, Sheila Jackson Lee, in clip 9. Listen to this.
So I'm enormously disappointed, and I frankly believe it is important for further statements to come from the whip. He is the majority whip. He is the whip of all of the nation, even as he is leadership in the United States Congress.
Clip 10 now. This is 10. Yeah, 10.
I think the Republican leadership, the Republicans in the House and the Senate, have a huge mountain to climb, because it was not in the dark ages that he made this speech. It was just a few years ago, when everybody has known and lived through the damaging actions of the Ku Klux Klan.
Miss Jackson Lee, you're known as a laughing stock amongst people with an IQ above 80. We know that. But I ask you a simple question, Ms. Jackson Lee. How is it that you don't have a similar amount of righteous indignation about your president sitting in Obama's in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years? That's because you agree with Reverend Wright, I would assume. So let's go to the next step. How do you feel about Obama associating with racists like Al Sharpton for so many years? How do you apologize? How do you not apologize to the American people for having that despicable anti-cop, anti-American, anti-flag, anti-military human being, if you want to call him that, go in and out of the White House advising the president? How do you not see the hypocrisy in what you're saying, Representative Woodpecker, is what I'd like to ask them all of these double-talking hypocrites. Let's go to the open mic thing here, the unprotected talk. Line 7, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, doctor. This is George from Bay Ridge, WABC. I'm calling
about you see how good, see how smart they know how to answer. George, a Bay Ridge, an ABC, they know what to say. Go ahead, what's on your, what's your question?
I'm calling about the late Mario Sfacim Cuomo and his crooked, empty suit son. I want to say how the garbage industry was infiltrated by the mob. He looked the other way. The Jacob Javits Center. And also, when Mario left office, he took all the Westway project money with him. People have such a short memory.
I thought he was a liberal saint and like a Shakespeare. They already turned him into some great man.
Oh, we got flags half-staff. It's a liberal joke. I don't understand. I work in the Board of Education. You got to see the idiots I have to work with. No wonder these kids aren't learning anything. And this guy, like, who and what he was.
Yeah, it's all been buried. It's all been buried. I understand that.
It has
you been. Know, if I watch television shows like The Wire or years ago The Sopranos, I mean, I know all about politics. They're based on real life, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Scary.
So the garbage contracts, the union, the no-shows that they spread around, things like that.
Yeah, and he cleaned it up with the Jacob Javits. He finally stepped in. He's like, hey, what's going on here? And then everything fell into place.
Well, who cleaned it up?
Involved with organized crime.
Who cleaned it up? Who cleaned up the Javits Center construction?
With Giuliani stepped in.
Oh, Giuliani had to clean up whose mess, though? You're saying he cleaned up Cuomo's mess?
Years he was involved with all kinds.
You're confusing me and the listeners. Who are you blaming this corruption on?
Cuomo.
Why? What did Cuomo have to do with the Jacob Javits Center?
He looked the other way when organized crime, when Vincent Gigante and all the Genovese.
But wait a minute. You're confusing me again. What did he have to do with the Jacob Javits Center? What was he at the time, the governor?
He was the governor, sure. He had 3 terms. He was there a long time.
But did he have oversight over that construction?
Not just the construction, the actual goings-on when they have conventions there. They used to shake down all the vendors. People didn't want to come to New York. The mob was shaking down everybody.
Unbelievable. See, I live so far away, I don't know anything about it. But what you're saying is let's not all of a sudden turn any politician into a saint, right?
Right. I have nothing against Italians. This is just about organized crime.
Well, you opened with an Italian statement, didn't you?
Well, I did, but not all Italians are crooked. I mean, we're talking about the mob.
I'm glad you said that. How do you know such good Italian?
I know a few. I'm Greek myself. And I worked for private...
So you're going back to an ancient rivalry, the Greeks versus the Italians on the Mediterranean. You fought in the Ionian Sea, and you can't forget it.
Most of my friends are Italian. I don't get along with my
friends. Some of your best friends are Italian? Really? When is the last time you had one over for dinner?
No, I go...
Come on, I'm pulling your leg. Stop it. I'm glad you listened to the show, and I'm glad you have opinions. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for the call. Line 2, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was wondering if you know that one of the first effects of the DoD cuts, and I apologize, my name's Evan, calling from Fort Drum, New York, listening to Watertown 790. And one of the first cuts of the DoD was to cut the library budgets where books are no longer being purchased. Specifically when asked, your book will not be purchased for the DoD libraries. I was wondering if you had any opinion or thoughts or even knew about that.
But they do purchase the sayings of Reverend Wright or the sayings of Karl Marx, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they have those in stock already.
Oh.
They also had, when I last looked at the Federal Library, they had two written copies of Mein Kampf and one audio copy. But they are not purchased.
They have Mein Kampf, but they won't have Stop the Coming Civil War?
That's my understanding. Nor will they have George W. Bush's memoirs of his father, a book titled 41.
And that's the so-called Department of Defense, which has been infiltrated by the radical left, obviously. The girls from Columbia with uniforms now run the military. I thank you for that call. It is the Savage Nation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-7282, Unprotected Talk. Line 2 is off. Line 1, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
This is Andrew from WMAL, Germantown.
Yes, sir.
And I think that Obama is the worst traitor in U.S. history and Attorney General Holder, and I think they both should be tried for treason and possibly executed.
Really? Hey, oh, I just got some news for the Savage Nation. It just came to me from Talker. You're not going to believe this. I can't believe this. We have breaking news. No one heard this. Rush Limbaugh didn't hear this. Glenn Beck didn't hear it. Wallbanger didn't hear it. This just came out from the streaming talk giant, TalkStream Live. I'm number one again with a 25.6 share. Number two is Rush Limbaugh with a 12.2 share. Editor's note, Michael Savage continues his streaming talk radio ratings dominance as the number one talker with a 25 share for the fourth quarter of 2014. The Savage Nation maintains a significant margin over all other talk contenders. Can you believe this? That's pretty good. Now you say, well, who are they? Well, TSL tracks streaming listenership online and on mobile devices for thousands of talk shows and relied on a sample size of 1.4 million listening sessions to compile this report. 1.4 million is a very significant statistical number. And yours truly is still hitting them out of the park. Again, you heard it first on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage is number one in streaming radio with a 25.6 share. That means one quarter of all people who have a streaming device are listening to me when they're listening to talk radio. Rush is number two with a 12 share. I mean, this is pretty amazing. I only wish these numbers applied on terrestrial radio with the, you know, the system here, because it would help me an awful lot. But it also gives me a little hint as what's going to happen downstream, which I can't say anything about right now. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We do have breaking news on the Savage Nation. Two West Virginia policemen were injured in a shootout with gunmen carrying bodies in a vehicle trunk. They pulled a car over, an SUV that had was known as a stolen car, and the gentleman in the car, I love the word, they used to use gentleman, don't you love? The gentleman in the car started shooting at the cop, shot one cop in the leg. He returned fire, hit one of the bums in the leg. The other one ran away. They caught both of them. We are the only website in the country at michaelsavage.com who have the pictures of the two dolls. Pictures of both of the dolls, a father and son, no less. And I think you should go to my website and see who they are. Also, I have the breaking news, which is, it's a big deal to me, so, you know, who's going to boast about it? No one's going to tell you about it but me, so I have to tell you about it. Happy New Year. Michael Savage stays TSL top talker in the fourth quarter. And I broke all records again with 25.6 share, Rush Limbaugh 12.2 share, Laura Ingraham 6.5, and then all the others fall down below them. Michael Savage continues his streaming talk. Look at Hannity down at number 6 with a 3.8 share. Why is that? I wonder why they don't listen to him on the stream. I guess they could get him on television at night or wherever. I mean, that's an interesting question. Why do they listen to me so much? Number one talker with a 25 share. That's big. That's a big number. That is a big deal. So streaming talk radio with mobile devices, That's TSL mobile users represent more than 80% of his listening traffic. 80%? 1.4 million listening. No one wants to hear this but me, so I'll keep repeating it. 855-407-2282 is the phone number. It's Friday. It's Rock and Roll Friday. There are some minor scandals brewing, mainly that the president, who was the biggest phony in the history of the word president, who continues to talk about disparity in income and unfairness and this and that, him and the wife spent $1,000 on a meal with wine at a restaurant that costs $500,000 to join. Who would pay $500,000 to join a restaurant unless they hate people? Mr. and Mrs. Obama ordered the pre-fee menu at $295 per plate. And according to the Honolulu Magazine, the total bill for two with wine will approach $1,000. I mean, there's no better way to say Marxist or communist than that. The restaurant bills itself on his whatever, the optics of his presidency. The optics, what optics of the presidency? If it wasn't for the woodpeckers like Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, people would know what they got. They got a Fugazi. They voted for a Fugazi. They got a Fugazi. No one knows what a Fugazi is. Forgive me for using a word like a Fugazi, but do you know what it is, Jim? Jim, you don't? No. And he's Italian. Go figure. A Fugazi is a fake diamond. It's a phrase that's used in certain circles of American culture. It has a certain meaning. If you say a guy's a Fugazi, you mean he's a faker, right? That's what it means. I had a neighbor like that in the diamond business. Hey, never buy a diamond from a neighbor. I figure, you know, he's a neighbor. I'm like, hey, can you get me a good diamond, good price? So he got me a ring for some years ago. I had it appraised. They said it's got a flaw in it the size of the Grand Canyon. And the guy passes himself off as a conservative. That's what I love best, you know. Oh, yeah, Mike, I really like your show. I'm a conservative, too. He sold me a Fugazi. I threw it in his face. So last night, I took the day off. I had a replay. I spent a day in the city visiting my friends Maurice K and Jackass. Later in the day, we had a New Year's drink together in my little apartment that I keep, to where Jack Hatfield sometimes is known to attend. And, oh, by the way, there'll be a new Jack Hatfield novel out this March. Oh, yes, it's written. You're not going to believe it. I think it's going to be such a hit. The conceptualization of it is amazing. There's so much I have to say all in one sentence. That's why I sound better, because I have the time to say it now. So then I went to the ice skating rink, which shuts down on January 5th. I love the ice skating rink in San Francisco. I know global warming. It was nice to see all the young kids with the parents of all the races skating and trying to skate and falling down over there by the Embarcadero towers all lit up for the holidays. It was so beautiful. It was not Currier and Ives. It was Savage and Savage. And I took a picture of it. And I put it up on michaelsavage.com. It's not that clear. I took it with my old dumb phone, the flip phone. But I actually have learned how to take pictures with my iPhone. I know, they're laughing at me. No, they're good. I can even send them to people. So they're going to start. I used to have a segment on my website called Savage's Eye Camera, where I go around and take pictures that struck my eye, because I have a very interesting view of the world. And I'm gonna reintroduce Savage's Eye Camera on michaelsavage.com for the new year. And I'm going to announce the Savage Conservative Legal Scholarship Fund Awards. And so many things, all in one year. I can't do it in one second. Unprotected talk, 855-407-2282 when I return right here in the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
If you can lower the sound, I can read If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting. or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating. And yet, don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master. If you can think and not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. If you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one game and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone. And so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor living friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son. That was written by Rudyard Kipling, a great English poet who lived between 1865 and 1936. He is a man who should still be taught today, but he fell out of favor with the progressives of his time, and they took the man's great work and dismissed it all. And he's just one of many who has fallen, yet he never should have fallen. I learned that in high school. I never forgot it. And I took this poem to heart as best I can. The one I like the best that sticks in my mind, if you can walk with kings and never lose the, nor lose the common touch. Which is why yesterday when I was walking in the city alone, I could have eaten in the most expensive restaurant in the city. I ate in Subway. I went to my friend's Italian restaurant. I had a glass of water. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to be with anyone. I didn't want to talk to anyone. I went to Subway and had a foot-long sandwich for $5.50. I really don't know if the bread's any good. I don't know if the pressed turkey is any good. I figured I was getting a vegetable sandwich with carbs and mustard and mayonnaise, which I thought would do less harm than shrimp in a Chinese restaurant in North Beach. I think pressed turkey today is safer than shrimp from Asia. Every time I eat shrimp, my fingers blow up, so I'm going to go kosher. Meaning I can't eat that. I just don't know what they're doing to the fish and the seafood anymore. I don't understand it. They're probably sprinkling it with, who knows, they say fresh. Fresh. What's fresh mean today? Remember the days in the 70s, they say, is it fresh? Yes, it's fresh frozen. I remember I go in, I get so mad, I say to the waiter, is it fish fresh? Yes, it's fresh frozen. That was the age when they would say, you want, was it the almonds with everything, almondine, everything, the almond industry. Everything they sprinkled almonds on, almondine. It was a good idea. I don't want almonds on my food. I like almonds. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Obama's dropped $1,000 for a meal at a Hawaii restaurant that charges $500,000 for membership. And here's a man who talks about inequality. I mean, how does he get away with it? Answer the woodpeckers in the media, like, I can't name that. Do I have to say Jake Tapper? I call him a woodpecker because tapper and tapping and tree, you get it. And he's a disgrace journalist in my mind. Where'd they get this guy from to all of a sudden turn him into some reliable source? Heavy is the head that wears the crown. So they're attacking Scalise, the majority whip incoming. So right away, the lowest level of society starts attacking him because he gave a speech allegedly 12 years ago in front of the Ku Klux Klan. Well, no one likes the Ku Klux Klan, but the fact of the matter is he gave a speech 12 years ago. And Obama, before he was president, sat for 20 years in Reverend Wright's church. 20 years. That's when he last went to church on a regular basis, by the way, because it wasn't about Jesus or God. It was about, liberation theology. Do you think Obama's actually dropped his belief system, that he sat through in the Wright church? Why don't they talk about that? You want to start digging up dirty laundry? I mean, there's plenty to go around. You know, look into Feinstein, look into Pelosi, look into Harry Reid, look into any one of them. Why must you pick on this guy? Because he's a Republican and they're going to be the new power structures. They bring out the rabid dogs like Sheila Jackson Lee. They release the mad dogs now on him. And Obama's never apologized for having sat through 20 years of Reverend Wright. So let's begin the hour number two of Unprotected Talk on the Savage Nation with a little flashback. Clip 8 to Reverend Wright on the Savage Nation.
As imperfect as he may be, he has been like family to me. He strengthened my faith, officiated my wedding, and baptized my children. Not once in my conversations with him have I heard him talk about any ethnic group in derogatory terms, or treat whites with whom he interacted with anything but courtesy and respect. He contains within him the contradictions, the good and the bad, of the community that he has served diligently for so many years.
God damn America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God damn America, for treating our citizens as less than human.
Black kids wouldn't stay in their place over there behind the desk. Black kids climbed up all on them.
The government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color.
African and African-American children have a different way of learning.
God damn America!
Those children can say every word from every song on every hip-hop radio station.
We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon.
God damn America!
And no one in the media, not the woodpeckers, none of them said one word about Reverend Wright and Barack Obama's attendance in that church for 20 years. Now, I'm not dredging it up now because it's still current news. I'm showing you what becomes a scandal and what doesn't become a scandal. It's got to do with the idiots in the media. And if it's a left-wing figure, they protect them. And if it's someone who loves America and wants to protect our borders, language, and culture, they smear them. They've smeared me for 20 straight years. That's why Jake Woodpecker tried to do it to me and failed and only wound up getting smeared himself. He's like a guy who picked up a buzzsaw to try to cut me and it jumped out of his hand and cut off his own leg. Do you remember that famous thing when he attacked me? I won't forget it. I will never forget it till he apologizes to me. I will not stop it. I'll keep this campaign going until CNN comes to understand he has no credibility whatsoever. They want to go after me? Let them do so. But I'll counterattack with their own words. Anyway, let's go to unprotected talk on the Savage Nation. I've got a lot to be thankful for. I'm number one in streaming radio. That just came out an hour ago from TSL. They said 1.2 million listeners were surveyed. And amongst all those who listen to me on streaming devices, I'm number one with a 25 share. Rush has a 12 share. The numbers really don't lie in some cases. That's a pretty hard number. So what do I do with a piece of data like that? What do I do with it? Do I run to the bank with it? Do I walk around with it in on a, with a medal on my hat that say I have a 25 share on the, No. It gives me a responsibility more than anything else. It means I have to ask myself every morning when I get up, like the loneliness of the long-distance runner, which is what this is. Talk radio, anyone who's on it, I don't care who they are, good, bad, or indifferent, it's the loneliness of the long-distance runner. And you got to get up every morning, no matter how you feel, no matter what you fear, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what's going on in your life. You've got to clear your mind. You got to clear your head. You got to brush your teeth. You got to do your push-ups. You got to do your whatever, arms, whatever you do. You got to take your vitamins, your fish oil, your vitamin this, vitamin that. You got to take your bike ride. You got to get your head clear, and then you got to get up here, and you got to do something for 3 straight hours that is going to continue to compel listeners to spend time with you. This doesn't happen by itself. And so, therefore, I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I hope 2015 continues to be the great year that I hope it will be. It's that simple. Because, as you know, we're going into an election year. Not this year, of course, the following year. But that's all you're going to hear about is Hillary, 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 because the Bilderbergs already picked her. Tell me who on the Republican side could possibly win. They've already dropped out of the race like Lilliputians. The ice cream man. The ice cream man goeth. He's not cometh. That would be Rubio. For some reason, I have no idea why he was so popular with people. I'm nothing against him. But he's like a young kid. They picked him because he was the great hope, because he had a last name, Rubio. So they thought somehow he would appeal to Hispanics. It's stupid. He's not the heavyweight enough to be president. He was out before he began. Cruz, sorry. Sorry, no ticky, no laundry. I'll give you three reasons why Cruz can't become president. A, no one knows him outside of the Beltway and conservative circles. Doesn't mean I don't appreciate his ideas. I do. Number one, his voice is a little too strident. He also has a little bit of a weaselly look to him, and women don't like him. I'm just telling you like I see it. That's all. I'm giving you my eye, my fish eye on the whole thing. Number two, Romney, oh, you want used baggage again? I can't wait to see Ann get up there and sabotage his election and talk about how he carries the pocketbook and does the laundry. Just what we needed, just at a time like... So he's not winning. He lost already. What are they running him for? If he's going to get up there and be another weak man, again, he's going to lose. You think he could debate Hillary? Let's say it's Hillary on the other side, or worse yet, the fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren. I'm surprised she doesn't come out with a headdress with feathers on it when she runs against Hillary and do like a corn dance to appeal to the lunatics on the left. So the fake Indian Elizabeth Warren, who got through Harvard on that racket, it's according to her critics, etc., she's going to run against Hillary in a primary, which is going to be fun to see. But who can compete with these two Harridans? Which one of the men have the guts to stand up and yell back at them and not be afraid to be called a name? Who has the nerve to say, you know, don't pull that feminist garbage on me. You're as much a woman as I am. What are you talking about, feminism? A woman? Why a woman? You're a greedy, aggressive politician in a skirt. Stop coming on with the woman number. And as far as the division of wealth in the country, what, they're poor all of a sudden? The Clintons got poorer over the last 10 years? So let them not pull that number that she's down with the people. I mean, they could do it, but they won't. Romney won't do it. So he's out. So who's left? Oh, wait, let me see. I forgot a few. Let's see. The blimp from New Jersey, out, finished. It's a bridge too far. Let's see. Wait, there's one other I forgot. Oh, yeah, another Bush. That's just what America's waiting for. Jeb Bush. He really stands for something, which is what? Can anyone name what he stands for? That's number five. So who's left? Answer, no one. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Minister Malcolm X, he consistently teaches us self-defense. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad continuously teaches us self-defense. My Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey teaches us self-defense, and we know our leader and our teacher, the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad, teaches us self-defense.
Let's go to clip 12 now, to the Black Panther's latest missive in clip 12.
What am I saying? Right now it's time to build up that army. Right now it's time for us to build up those corps, those troops. It's time to get strong. It's time for lifting weights and working out and going to the gun range and all of that.
See what our president has wrought in this country? He says that we have better race relations than ever. Well, if he said it, it must be true. Why should we challenge the president? He knows what he's talking about, and he never lies. You know that. He speaks about poverty, and then he dines on a $1,000 meal. So you have to trust him very well. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, etc. Read If by Rudyard Kipling. We go back to unprotected talk on the Savage Nation, line 8. Please tell us your name, your city, and your topic.
Dave, 770 KKOB, New Mexico, a transplant from Bedford Stuy. I've been listening to this BS for years. I grew up on listening to LaGuardia tell me about the comics. These guys have been doing this for the last 60, 70 years.
Wait, you mean politicians in general?
Excuse me?
You mean politicians lie? Is that what you're saying?
They've been lying. Well, let me tell you.
All right, I got it. That's all. Nothing new under the sun. I understand, but I need you to tell me. Tell me what I already know. Line 1, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Kevin from Pendleton, New York, Nigeria County, not Niagara County, as I'm supposed to call it. Listening to you on WBEN 930 broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. Commission.
Beautiful.
What's sir? You know, I just want to send a call out to all the savages and savages out there to mobilize because of a very important vote next week in Congress. Nobody's talking about this. I've already contacted my congressman's office and to tell him emphatically and clearly, Boehner and McConnell must go. got to go.
Well, I agree with you on that. They have sabotaged and undermined the entire meaning of the vote.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. So wait a minute. Who would you put in the place of Boehner? We all know Boehner is a phony, and he's a cohort of Obama and the establishment, the Bilderbergs and all that. Who would you put in the leadership role?
Well, there's the young black congressman from South Carolina.
That's right. And then there's the young black woman from Salt Lake who everyone neglected because the woodpeckers like Jake Tapper made believe there was no black people who won in the conservative side. Remember that? She's a Mormon, no less. So she's got a double against her. A triple. She's black, she's a woman and a Mormon and a conservative. She's got four things against her, according to the media. And yet she'd be a fabulous leader, wouldn't she?
Absolutely. So,
all right, that's important, and I agree with you 100%. We had some sterling people win in the election. How about the young man from Arkansas who was a military veteran, a combat veteran, no less? He didn't serve in the Supply Corps in Staten Island in the Armory. He's an Iraq War veteran. He won in a special election, and you don't even know his name. Why? Because Boehner and Wolf Blitzer don't want you to know his name. You understand what I'm trying to say to you? It is the Savage Nation. When I come back, more Unprotected Talk, one open line, 855-47-28. Welcome to the new year and new talk on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Yep, that was beautiful. What a beautiful song. It was a song about love, not about hate. It was a song about women on a pedestal rather than women in a gutter. Compare that song to the songs of today. And who do you blame for that? Well, don't blame me. Don't blame Obama. You can blame an awful lot of societal forces for the degradation of music, the degradation of women in music, and such. But that's not what I want to talk about. It's a different day. It's the 2nd of January. We see that they're trying to smear the incoming majority whip because he's a Republican. And they've turned a blind eye to the scandals that Obama has been engaged in from the time he left Occidental College and went to Columbia. In fact, if anyone can send us the transcripts of the president at Columbia University, we'll make certain that they are rewarded, greatly rewarded. 855-400-7282, brutal cold invading the Midwest and the East. We're freezing out here in California. The cold is threatening the crops out here, but don't tell that to Al Gore and the warmists. The warming industry is so vast right now that they remind me of those who opposed Galileo. In other words, they said, how dare you say that the earth moves around the sun? You're a heretic. So anyone who proves that there is no global warming is now considered a heretic to the warmists, including the Pope. The Pope has now joined the Pope. You know, the Pope is really in line with the medieval Pope and the medieval church, which was anti-science. And when you think about it, nothing's really changed. Science does not prove that there's warming. At the very least, science is out to lunch on this subject. And there's great evidence to suggest that there is no man-made global warming. And I'm not saying I like pollution. I've worked against pollution my whole life. That's not the point. I just like truth and I like science. And the science doesn't support that any more than Mark Zuckerberg supports the massive influx of illegal aliens because he's compassionate. That's not why he supports it. What, the Mr. Undershirt supports all of a sudden he's compassionate to illegal aliens? Him, Bill Gates, and the others, they want cheap labor. And they figure if it increases the votes for the Democrat socialist machine, that's the price of free labor. I was trying to think, why did Obama bring in 100,000 mothers, illiterate mothers from Central America this summer by the trainload? I could understand, let's say, they wanted to flood America with migrant workers if they were needed. Let's put it that way. I didn't say I agree with it, but I could understand it. But these women didn't work. They're not workers. They're wards of the state. They're lazy. They're uneducated. They don't speak English. None of them are working. What, their two-year-old children are now picking lettuce somewhere that I don't know about? The children aren't working. So why would they flood America with migrants from illegal aliens from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador? Why? What does he need them for? And I was trying to think about that all weekend, over and over again. Why? What are they flooding him for? And it dawned on me, it's so shockingly abusive, it was frightening. Whoever is controlling this country figured out that they need a future labor force. And they brought them in as two-year-old and three-year-old and four-year-old children. in order to make certain there's a crop of cheap laborers 15 years from now. Can you believe this? That that's what this was about? That's my analysis. In other words, this didn't happen out of by accident. They didn't pick on the Women and Children Act by accident. They wanted a breeding crop of young women who are very young and very fertile to come here and, with babies and have more babies, so there'd be always an underclass of cheap laborers. That's my opinion. It's one man's opinion. Pardon me if it offends you. But please don't give me the malarkey that he brought them in out of compassion. If he has such compassion, why doesn't he bring in the Christians who are being slaughtered in the Middle East right now, since he's such a good Christian? Told us Reverend Wright connected him to his Christianity. When has he lifted a finger for a Christian recently? In the middle of the surf fest over there. Unbelievable to me what's going on in the world. All right, look, I've told you my feeling on several topics here. I don't want to, it's too much for you on a Friday before the holiday. Again, another holiday tomorrow. Another binge tomorrow and Sunday. I look at the things that are right and wrong in our country, and I try to give you my opinion in a way that's insightful, thought-provoking. If it can be humorous, I make it humorous. If it can't be humorous, not everything can be turned into a laugh line. I don't have any comedy writers. If I'm in the mood and I have something clever to say that's funny, I'll say it. If not, it has to be delivered in the fashion. Right now, my mood changed for the worst already because I ate leftovers. I don't feel good. I react immediately to food. I ate leftover Indian food from last night, so I don't feel good. I burnt it in the radio kitchen. I don't know. You know, I could have ordered in the best food. Just the idea of calling for it and explaining to somebody and then waiting for it and having it. I'd rather not eat. I'd rather eat a chiclet than put up with a waiter anymore. I can't even go to certain restaurants. I have to perform just to get a piece of chicken and a vegetable. I don't want to perform. I don't want to ask them how they are. I don't want them to ask me how I am. But you can't, you know, maybe I'm becoming too much of a, there was a King Ludwig II who Obama reminds me of. He bankrupted his nation by building edifices in Bavaria at the time. King Ludwig II was such a nut that in his castle, he built a room with a table, a dining table for himself that went up and down by a pulley system so he didn't have to see the waiter. He didn't want to look at anyone or talk to them. So he was in his room and he'd pound on the floor with a cane probably or a tap, and then the servants below would lower the table and then replace the table with the food that he wanted. He didn't have to ask him anything or look at them. They didn't have to look at his eyes if he was skitsy that day or whatever. He didn't shave. I don't know what King Ludwig did. Maybe he was wearing a jogging suit and he didn't want to put on a princely outfit. After all, he was a king. Maybe he didn't have a crown that was polished. Whatever. It's not bad. I'm thinking of having such a house constructed. I'm kidding. I'm not that much of a avoider of humanity. I like people. I walked around the city yesterday. It was beautiful. San Francisco is gorgeous. I went over to the ice rink. It's a beautiful thing to see all the different races ice skating and trying to ice skate. I never could ice skate. I tried it when I was a kid at Flushing Meadow Park in the indoor rink. My uncle Murray, may rest in peace, took me and my cousin Sam. He would zip around that rink. I don't know how he did it. I didn't know how an old antique dealer who looked old to me because it's zoom. Put his hands behind his back and shot around the rink like a movie star. It turned out he was a marathon runner, would you believe it? In his youth, I saw pictures of him later on when he was in his 20s. He used to run in marathons in New York. He was a vegetarian, and he could ice skate. I couldn't. My legs, I didn't even go. But I don't like ice skating, the whole idea of it. I don't even understand it. What do you have to ice skate for? What is the survival factor in ice skating? I always relate something to survivability. Okay, it's fun, but I grew up in such a draconian view of the world and nothing was supposed to be fun. Everything had a practical reason. What's practical about ice skating? There's nothing, so I don't want to ice skate. Or golf. I don't even understand golf. I had a sled. Why? There was nothing practical about that either, but we went down a hill on a sled in the Bronx. Almost got killed under a truck with a gear on it. Could you imagine that there were trucks in my day? Huge, giant trucks that had gears going from, external gears, like on a bicycle. We shot down Bryant Avenue on a sled, and we lost control of the sled. You know what the kids would do? Where one would be on the sled, one would be on his back. Well, I don't know how, but one would fall off, one... Lost control, shot under a moving truck. We missed the wheel, missed by an inch. It just shows you the luck in life, right? Could have been a crush job. Then there'd be no talk radio, nothing. Just think, if liberals had been in charge, they would have directed the truck driver to move at another pace with some device from the CIA or the NSA. They would have had the truck moving. What a year this is going to be, 2015. I can't even imagine what's coming. Who knows what's coming? Boring. The whole year is going to be boring, I'm afraid. If I have to listen to talk about Hillary Clinton, I don't know if I can stay in the business. It's one of the reasons I came up with Unprotected Talk. I don't want to hear her name. The idea of her running is bad enough, but her winning is even worse. I wonder if Moldova is accepting residents now. Can I be an illegal alien? Can I apply to move to Moldova if she wins? Where is Moldova? Moldova is one of those weird countries that no one ever goes to. Who do you know that goes to Moldova to study or do anything? Who went to Moldovan medical school? I don't know where is Moldova. It's somewhere near. I don't even know where it is. It's Friday. Look at this. It's January 2nd. There's no news, so people are inventing the news. They're attacking already the Republicans before they start. And they're ignoring Obama's $1,000 meal. He's a man of the people. He's down with the foe. Where is Reverend Wright today? Probably a consultant to the Republican Party. I would think if I looked into where Reverend Wright is today, he's probably consulting for John Boehner on how they can be more diverse. Please don't Jeb Bush run, please. Please. You talk about biological bad luck. Jeb Bush is biological bad luck to me. How could they even think of doing this to us? You know, I want to talk about this biological bad luck being blamed in 2/3 of cancer cases. Do you realize how superstitious this is? Do you realize that we've gone backwards in terms of our knowledge of what triggers cancer? But they show a guy with a microscope and they say that plain bad luck plays a major role in determining who gets cancer and who does not. That's nonsense. It's well established that the environment accounts for at least a third of cancers. And I could prove it to you in a few sentences, even if you have 12 PhDs. Are you telling me that no matter what your genetic background is, if you eat foods laden with hydrocarbons, meaning burnt meat, grilled meat, you're not going to increase your risk of various cancers, irrespective of what your genetic makeup might be? Doesn't common sense dictate such? So you're telling me now that eating well has no variance? That's nonsense, because there are people who have come back from cancer because of diet, exercise, and vitamins. Everybody knows that, and stress reduction, along with medication. But everybody knows that the outcome of cancer varies according to the individual's lifestyle, and that means food. That means exercise, stress reduction. Everyone knows that. So now the crackpots, the same idiots who told us Ebola is no threat to America and are bringing as many as you want, now they're telling us that 65% of cancer incidents is related to random mutations in genes that can drive cancer growth. And now the woodpeckers in the media are ready. Cancer, 2/3 cancer, 2/3 cancer, chance, 2/3 chance, chance. So now they're saying if you're losing the lottery, you're going to get cancer. There's nothing you can do about it. What a stupid study. This takes us back about 100 years in terms of our knowledge. It sets us back 100 years. Unbelievable to me how what gets away with publication that winds up in the media. I don't understand this. When someone gets cancer, immediately people want to know why, said oncologist Dr. Bert Vogelstein of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, who conducted the study published in the journal Science with Johns Hopkins biomathematician Christian Tomasetti. He said, people like to believe there's a reason, and the real reason in many cases is not because you didn't behave well or exposed to some bad environmental influence. It's just because that person was unlucky. It's losing the lottery. This guy is a moron. It's absolutely moronic to say a thing like that. It goes against common sense to say a thing like that. Let's start with some common sense, Doc. There was a famous study from the 1600s, I think, amongst chimney sweeps in England. It was noted by some intelligent doctors, apparently of whom you are not descended from, that the young boys that they used to go in the chimneys to sweep them, because they had to be small kids to get them in and out of the chimney to get the soot out, had an increased incidence of cancer of the scrotum. Doc, are you going to tell me it has nothing to do with the environment, environmental exposure to the soot in the chimney? If so, you're a bigger idiot than even I can believe a person in the academic world is today. It has nothing to do with chance, you idiots. Of course there's a chance element. But you're telling me now environment has nothing to do with it? That's ludicrous. So that's my opinion. That's why it's unprotected talk. Not only will you talk, but I'll talk along the way. And there's not just I'm not going to let you talk. If there's something that attracts my interest and I know something about it, I'll talk about it. That's all. I just gave you some common sense. Remember the chimney sweep. Look it up. Young boys, chimney sweeps and scrotal cancer. Do a quick search on it and see if I'm wrong.
Oh, well, they didn't know anything then when they studied that. They can't prove that it because a boy went up and down the chimney and rubbed his crotch up against that soot that had anything to do with the game. It was because of chance. Because the boy selected to go in the chimneys with chance. It was a chance they got scrotal cancer.
I'll give you another example from the real scientific literature. Betel nut chewers in the Philippines. Well, I know the study when I was, it was a well-known study when I was earning my doctorate, PhD, from the University of California at Berkeley, in nutrition and epidemiology, of which I'm very proud, okay? Despite the tin horn lawyers, the fact of the matter is there are many studies that show environmental relationships to cancer. But you know what? If you don't believe me, do me a favor. Go out and eat ham, eat bacon, eat whatever you want. Don't exercise and smoke a cigar every day. Do it especially if you're a progressive. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. It just shows you this fake cancer study, this flawed cancer study, how useless even institutions like Johns Hopkins University are today. I've told you for years the Mayo Clinic is a tool of the drug industry. I saw that with what they try to do to Linus Pauling's research. Now they're going to undo 50 years of knowledge of the environmental relationship between the environment and cancer and say that healthy living might not stop you from getting cancer. So what now they're telling people to do? Lay in the sun, smoke a cigar, eat hot dogs, drink 12 gallons of vodka a week. Let's see what else. Roll in ashes. Are these people that stupid that they think that common sense will be thrown out of the window because some crackpot from Johns Hopkins came up with a study that he invented in the middle of the night when he had a hangover? 2/3 of cancer caused by bad luck. Oh, Molly, look at that. Now we can go back to eating that hydrocarbons. We can barbecue foods again, dear. We can eat all of that heavy fat smoked meat. We can eat the sodium nitrites in our ham and our bacon. It'll have no effect whatsoever. So now these clowns think that we're going to forget all of the valid studies that were done for 50 years. All these advances now in research will be thrown out because some crackpot sellouts from Johns Hopkins came up with this. Why would they come up with a thing like this? Who would have smeared them off to come up with a biased solution like this? I'll let you figure it out. The same clowns who gave us Barack Obama, who talks about inequality and goes to a $1,000 dinner.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
That's enough already. Turn it off. I'm not in the mood. I'm not going to get excited over a song from 400 years ago. Welcome to the show. It's hour three. It's unprotected talk. I feel jaded. It was probably a bad lunch. I'm deeply affected by what I eat. And I'm deeply affected by the lies in the media. I really am. I mean, it's unbelievable to me. Now you got crackpots from Johns Hopkins saying, oh, don't pay any attention to the environment. No environmental relationship at all, really, to cancer. Lay in that sun, smoke that cigar, eat those rotten hot dogs, and don't exercise. It's all chance. So I gave you an example about the lies that are in the media. We know that Obama hung around with Reverend Wright for 20 years, who hated America, and Jake Tapper and the others gave him a pass on that. We know that. But the fact is that this study saying 65% of cancers are related to chance is ludicrous. Common sense would tell you otherwise. So I quoted a study about London chimney sweeps who were suffering scrotal cancer. This study was done in the 1700s to show you how smart people were then. The famous London doctor Percival Pott first noticed the connection between chimney sweeping and scrotal cancer in a brief report in 1775. Did you know that? Until then, many idiot doctors, like the ones at Johns Hopkins who did that study, mistook the sores of scrotal cancer for the French pox or other venereal diseases. But Dr. Pott and later doctors traced the source of the cancer to sending boys up still hot chimneys, a common practice, by the way, which made them sweat and allowed soot to adhere to their wet skin. And the scrotum's many wrinkles provided an especially fine area for grime to attach. Especially, you're not going to believe this, when young boys climbed naked to get into that tight chimney and their thighs rubbed against the tight spaces, grinding the soot in. Did you know that? Now, chimney sweeps in the 1700s were pretty indifferent to bathing, very much along the lines of most progressive lawyers today, which meant that the scrotum soot never got washed off their bodies. And so, according to Dr. Pott, in his memorable summary, the cancer awakens and seizes the testicle, which it enlarges, hardens, and renders truly and thoroughly distempered. Now, scientists since proved Pott's basic outline correct. It was remarkable medical detective work. It inaugurated the field of occupational medicine, or epidemiology, which is one of my fields, right? And now, all of a sudden, after hundreds of years of connecting the dots between environmental causation and cancer and other diseases, these crackpots at Johns Hopkins come out and say 65% of cancers are nothing to do with the environment. It's strictly chance. And the idiots in the media, the woodpeckers, go out and start 65% chance, right? Wolf, we break to you now. Is it a chance? 65% chance. And then they start repeating the nonsense. Unbelievable to me. So I've given you one example. There are others. Betel nut chewers in Indonesia are known to suffer a higher rate of buccal carcinoma, B-U-C-C-A-L. Buccal carcinoma rates are much higher amongst those who chew betel nut. Betel nut is somewhat carcinogenic. I can give you 50 examples like this. It's my field. And yet crackpots come along. They're smeared off by who knows why. Why would they want to tell you to stop exercising and eating intelligently and avoiding environmental toxins? What's in it for them? I don't understand this anymore. Can anyone be bought today in America? Well, I'll let you figure that one out. No, not everyone. But an awful lot of people in academia, the media, and the government can be. It's that simple. So look up the scrotum and the chimney sweeps. They use little kids to go up and down the chimneys to clean them up. And those. And that was in 1775. Percival Pott, chimney sweeps and cancer. I guess they weren't being paid by Merck Sharp and Dohme. I'm using them as an example. It's not Merck Sharp and Dohme who's paying. I don't even think they exist, Merck Sharp and Dohme. I think Sharp and Dohme died, and it's only Merck today. chimney sweepers, cancer of the scrotum. He lived between 1714 and 1788. He didn't live long. I hate doing those things because I do the math that I should be dead. Like 1714, 1780. Then I do the I subtract 14 from 88, and he died at 65 years old. 64, 65. So, yep. 65. I don't like that. I don't like seeing that. Yeah, but you don't do that, Robert, do you? You don't do the math. You're too young. You're 29. People under 30 don't do the math. And when you read, like, of historic figures and how long they live, because no one under 30 thinks they're actually going to die. So far, it's not like you don't think you're going to die, but it's like, it's so far away. Why should I think about it, right? Oh, stop it. But after a certain point in your life, you start doing the math on all of these, like, these biographies, 1714, 17. Oh, man, he didn't make it. 56. Didn't live too long. Or Dylan Thomas, 39. Not a good one. I didn't like. Oh, we got the Dylan Thomas piece that I got over the weekend. Wait a minute. This is too good to be true. New Year's Eve, I was in a maudlin mood, as usual. In fact, when I'm usually alone, I'm always in a maudlin mood, except when I'm watching a good television show. Or bicycling, or playing with my dog, or a number of things I get out of the maudlin, or depressed. There's no word maudlin anymore. It's called depressed. Everything's in one scale now. There's no, like, gradation of a series of not being a happy moron. Everything is either depressed or happy moron in the country today, right? There's no gradations of emotions. It's either you're a happy moron, or you're depressed and you need medications. I was in a maudlin mood, which is not depressed. Don't confuse it. Dylan Thomas, who lived between 1914 and 1953, wrote this incredible poem to his father on his deathbed, on his father's deathbed. It is so beautiful. It is not taught in schools anymore because it doesn't push the feminist or racist agenda of the jackals who now run the academic literary machine. But look at the words in this poem. One of the sentences, I looked at this over and over again on New Year's Eve, and I couldn't believe someone could conceptualize words like this. Are you ready for this one? Here it is. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on its way. What in the world? How can a man even think of words? Just think about it. Think of the simplicity of the words strung together in a small number of words strung together, and look at the image that he created. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight and learned too late they grieved it on his way. Can you imagine the power of this man's mind? Is what I thought to myself on New Year's Eve as I had another glass of red wine. And so it's sad to think what's happened to our language when a man like Reverend Wright, going back to the beginning of the show, has the nerve to say that young children of color learn differently and they can repeat the words of every rap song in the country. And I sit there saying to myself, oh my God, the president sat in Wright's church for 20 years and bought this baloney. For 20 years he listened to this garbage because it was anti-American hatred. Obama lapped it up like a cat before a plate of milk. Lapped it up. And you don't see him going to church much anymore, do you? I guess he liked that brand of Christianity, the hate America type of Christianity. Yeah, well, anyway, I don't want to get too negative. I'd like to stay more positive, but that's a great poem by Dylan Thomas, who, I must say in a punchline, lived between 1940. he didn't live too long. That's the point. That's the sad part. You're like, he was so brilliant. Why did he die so? Well, he smoked. Born Dylan Marley Thomas, October 27, 1914, in South Wales. He was a romantic poet, flamboyantly theatrical. He was a heavy boozer. He was a smoker. I guess it had nothing to do with his death. Not according to the geniuses at Johns Hopkins. Just smoke that cigarette. Smoke that cigarette for health and drink that booze. That's good for you. Whatever you want, because it's all chance whether you'll die. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. That's like saying if you take up cliff diving, you'll have the same mortality rate as a man who doesn't take up cliff diving. That is pure chance. It's just nonsense. Nothing makes sense anymore. Anyway, what a great voice, huh? They did a movie about him recently where they showed him in his father's death. But his father was an English professor. This was the most touching scene I saw in that movie. And the father was an English professor who says to him near his death, he says to the young man, Dylan Thomas, he said, my God, he said, you're a poet. He said, do you know what that means to his son? He said, you're actually a poet. He said, all I did was teach poetry. Think about that one, how beautiful that was. You know, do not go gentle into that good night. Well, let that be a beautiful song for you to carry in your hearts tonight. Do not go gentle into that good night. Dylan Thomas, 1914 to 1953. When I return, I take your calls for the rest of the day on Unprotected Talk. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. It is the Savage Nation. We move back into the Unprotected Talk phase of the show. Percival Pott and the Chimney Sweep's Cancer. Never forget that one. Line number four, you're on the Savage Nation. What's your city and topic?
Tim, WMAL, Washington, D.C. That sounds, I'd like to know what your opinion is on cannabis oil and whole plant extracts, specifically those high in cannabidiol with little or no THC and those that have not been heated, thus not dropping the carbon atom from the THC molecule, rendering it non-psychoactive and strictly medicinal.
Yeah, well, why isn't that being used is the question, instead of the stuff that gets you high, right?
Absolutely. I think
No, what you're saying makes sense, of course. If there really was an effect of medical marijuana, which allegedly there is, so you remove the psychoactive component and you let them not get high, you let them treat their disease, but you all know it's baloney, and it's just so the bums can get high on the taxpayer's dime.
Exactly. I just wanted to get your opinion on the
No, well, you said it. I love the way you presented it because obviously you know a lot about those oils, those essential oils you're talking about. Are you a scientist or a chemist or just a guy who knows about marijuana?
Well, yeah, I've done a lot of research on the medicinal side of things because I think it's been ruined over the under the false pretense.
Absolutely. In other words, if there is any medicinal value to some of the components of marijuana, then why are they selling the weed itself in marijuana stores, which we know produces toxic byproducts? It's because they're using it to get high, not to treat illness. It's all a sham, and it's all about legalizing a very dangerous entry-level drug.
Absolutely. I think
it's very much like dumping opium on the Chinese masses by the British in order to enslave the entire Chinese nation.
I agree 100%.
They've enslaved an entire nation with this lie, and I know who's behind it. I'll repeat it until people finally get it. It was George Soros. I argued in 1999, 1998, when I was a local host. He spent $1 million in Arizona, $1 million in California to put on marijuana legislation, legalizing marijuana for medical usage. I continued to present the science. I said the same thing you just did, which is that if there's any component that's active that has any medical value, then why don't you isolate that and use that instead of the marijuana? They couldn't answer me. And, of course, the rest is history. The so-called progressive governors went along with it because they like a stupid population of illegal immigrants who are functional illiterates and then a population of morons on marijuana. What could be better to build trains to nowhere, to build bridges to nowhere, and to not look into how senators make their money?
Absolutely. I'm in agreement. 100%.
Thank you, and enjoy your dope tonight. I'm joking. Enjoy your high dope tonight. Why would you smoke it for other than that if it really did something for anything, right? I mean, if it works, God, I don't care where the drug comes from. I mean, there's components of curare, which are useful in medicine. There are components of many toxins in the right dosage and in the right usage, which are very beneficial to humanity in terms of alleviating pain or treating disease. But please don't sell getting high under the guise of using marijuana as a medicinal product. It is not being used in that way because, as the man just said, you could isolate the medicinal components which are not psychoactive. Period. End of story. Unprotected Talk continues. Line one. Go ahead, please. Name and city.
Pat, Staten Island, New York, WABC.
Topic.
Thank you, Dr. Savage, for taking my call. I just wanted to say, I think Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer, speaking of dirty laundry, have neglected to bring out that Democrat Robert Byrd, a senator for decades in the Democratic Party, was a grand wizard of the KKK.
Yeah, but you see, Robert Byrd's dead. That's not the issue. Obama's alive, thank God. And he sat in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years. They certainly had an obligation to tell us what Reverend Wright said and ask why did this senator from Illinois sit in that church for 20 years?
Exactly.
In other words, why am I bringing this up now? Because they're attacking the incoming Republican whip because he gave a speech to the Ku Klux Klan 12 years ago. Okay? We all reject the Ku Klux Klan's message. But we also reject the Communist Klux Klan's message. We also reject Al Sharpton's racial hatred in the theater of the mind. We reject all of the other skunks that go in and out of the White House, the supremacists. Get it? I'll be back, but you'll be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're talking snakes in the media, whose names I don't have to mention. You know who the woodpeckers are. They're talking about Scalise. He gave a speech 12 years ago to the Ku Klux Klan. And now they're trying to dredge that up. But the fact is they gave Obama a pass on so many phenomenal nightmares. As I've said to you before, for several years now, it's astonished me. But do you know that Obama's prior associations to running for the presidency would have excluded him from becoming an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent, let alone the president? In other words, if someone would become an FBI agent, they couldn't have associated with a known communist. Today, it's upside down. Today, you can't be an FBI agent unless you had a few communist friends. because of the communist tilt of the administration. He reaches out to Cuba, then Pope Francis, Lenin's Pope, suddenly tells us that global warming is the biggest issue on earth, not ISIS cutting Christians' heads off. It's astounding to me. Heavy is the head that wears the crown, they say. That's probably from Shakespeare. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. Well, my head is not as heavy as it used to be because I've learned to pump some helium into it. And the helium is a degree of levity that I'm saying there's only so much I can do. There's a mini scandal brewing because the vermin in the media, mainly CNN, the usual suspects, and you know who they are. I don't have to mention Wolf Blitzer and him. I don't remember. What is his name, the guy? The Woody Woodpecker of television radio. Yeah. The Woody Woodpecker of television journalism is Jake Tapper. So Woody Woodpecker, Tapper, and the others on the illegitimate left are attacking House Majority Whip Steve Scalise because many years ago he spoke to a group run by the Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke. So you say, well, he spoke with them. He spoke to them. It doesn't mean he was a Ku Klux Klan member, number one. He admitted to speaking to the group 12 years ago at a gathering of the European American Unity and Rights Organization, which is a counterpoint to the racist Southern Poverty Law Center. It's a counterpoint, in some ways, to the vermin on the left. I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan. They would hate me, and I hate them. But the man spoke to them 12 years ago. Now they're turning it into a big deal, demanding he step down. Now, he is the House Majority Whip, and because he's a Republican, they're digging up this dirt on him. All right, that's fair enough. That's politics. Well, let me look at this from the point of view of being a fair-minded talk show host. How about Obama's racist pastor, Jeremiah Wright, who was far worse than the Ku Klux Klan speech? Why? Why is it that Jake Tapper does not talk about Obama sitting in the church of the radical vermin communist left for 20 years? The minister, Jeremiah Wright, who cursed America, cursed America's military, and the media gave Obama a pass. The media is biased. We know that. I'm not supporting the Ku Klux Klan. Who would? But why not start with Obama's relationship with Jeremiah Wright, a racist preacher? Why not go back to Obama's days as a communist and a pot-smoking college student while it was illegal? To tie a speech 12 years ago to someone today is really stretching the truth. Why don't they dig up dirt on Barack Obama or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or Eric Holder or Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton? How come you never read any of the dirt and the dirty laundry? I'm trying to be fair about this. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with the media. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with the country. I'm trying to show you what's right or wrong with society. I'm trying to relate my thoughts in a non-hateful, dignified manner. And so the best way for me to make my point is to play for you, for your listening pleasure, so you can judge for yourself, a few little sound bites. Let's start with Barack Obama supporting his association with Reverend Wright in the first clip. Go ahead, please.
The man I met more than 20 years ago is a man who helped introduce me to my Christian faith, a man who spoke to me about our obligations to love one another, to care for the sick, and lift up the poor. He is a man who served his country as a United States Marine, and who has studied and lectured at some of the finest universities and seminaries in the country.
Right, right, in the country. Well, okay. Well, let's see. Mussolini served in the military. Hitler served with distinction in the German military. So I don't think that that's necessarily a qualification for him not being a left-wing fascist. So let you judge for yourself is what I'm going to do. I want you to listen to Reverend Wright. This is the preacher who Mrs. and Mr. Obama sat in that church for 20 straight years. They never walked out in protest. Listen to it now.
God damn America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God damn America, for treating our citizens as less than human.
Black kids wouldn't stay in their place over there behind the desk. Black kids climbed up all on them.
The government lied about inventing the HIV virus as a means of genocide against people of color.
African and African American children have a different way of learning.
God damn America!
Those children can say every word from every song on every hip-hop radio station.
We bombed Hiroshima, we bombed Nagasaki, and we nuked far more than the thousands in New York and the Pentagon.
God damn America!
You say, okay, he's a preacher and he's very, very florid with his language. But if a man who would be president would sit through that for 20 straight years, you would say either some of it rubbed off on him or he agreed with it. If I went to a house of worship and I heard a preacher saying things like that, I certainly would walk out. I wouldn't ever go back. But he apparently liked it so much he attended church. In fact, he attended church for 20 straight years, but he hasn't attended church since he became president. Because there's no Jeremiah Wright cursing America. Now, you know and I know that the only reason Obama got away with it is because of Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, at the time Dan Rather, and whoever else was in the media. They gave him a pass because of the reasons we know. Why am I dredging this up? Why? Because if you're going to dredge up stuff about a Republican who gave a speech to the Ku Klux Klan 12 years ago, he wasn't a member of the Ku Klux Klan, he spoke to them 12 years ago, and they're making this into a reason that he should resign. But remember what I'm saying to you. Obama was a member of Wright's Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago for many years. He called the minister his second father. He had Reverend Wright officiate over his marriage and the baptisms of both of his children. Did you hear me? Wright's church adopted the, quote, black value system in 1981, about 7 years before Obama joined the church. And there's one reference after another to the black community, black worth ethic, and adherence to the black value system. Now, what if Representative Scalise had spoken before a group in Louisiana whose attendees vowed to a white value system, or a white worth ethic, or a white community? How would you feel about that? You don't feel, you'd feel very good about that, nor should you. So, you know, you want to start throwing the racist words around, the racist brickbats around. Be careful. And that's my monologue for the opening of the Savage Nation. Why do I have such a large audience of young people? Why do I have such a large audience of independents? Why do I have such a large audience? I'm number one on internet radio or streaming radio. I beat Rush. I had a 25 share. He had a 12 share. And he's good at what he does. So why is that? Why do younger people turn to me? I know why. Don't call on that. I'm not looking for praise today. But on Wednesday, I did a very important show on Lenin's Pope, Francis, who suddenly became a scientist overnight. In addition to doctrinal Catholicism, apparently he was working for his PhD in climatology at the same time that I didn't know about. And he's an expert now on global warming. Two-thirds of America is shivering and freezing. But he's going to give a speech to the UN on why we should tax the middle class even further to spread the money around to the senators' wives and husbands in the construction business. So, I mean, that's not what he said. I'm being sarcastic. And today I gave you a monologue on the double standard of the woodpeckers in the media. You can play the woodpecker sound so they know what we're talking about. Play Wolf Blitzer or Jake Tapper with that sound for me a little later on. That would be fun. Get that one ready. Because they're like the woodpeckers of the media. I mean, they just repeat what the Obama administration wants them to repeat. When have they last criticized him for anything he's done? Never. That's why they're invited to visit with him. That's why O'Reilly got a sit down. No, he's going to have a critic in front of him? He's not alone in that. Obama's not alone in that. I mean, what president wants to sit down with a critic? None. So I understand that, but the fact is, this is no different in that regard. But look at the hypocrisy. They're picking on this guy Scalise because he gave a speech to the Ku Klux Klan 12 years ago. Now who jumps in? The Woody Woodpecker of the Congress, Sheila Jackson Lee in clip 9. Listen to this.
So I'm enormously disappointed, and I frankly believe it is important for further statements to come from the whip. He is the majority whip. He is the whip of all of the nation, even as he is leadership in the United States Congress.
Clip 10 now. This is 10. Yeah, 10.
I think the Republican leadership, the Republicans in the House and the Senate, have a huge mountain to climb because it was not in the dark ages that he made this speech. It was just a few years ago when everybody has known and lived through the damaging actions of the Ku Klux Klan.
Miss Jackson Lee, you're known as a laughing stock amongst people with an IQ above 80. We know that. But I ask you a simple question, Ms. Jackson Lee. How is it that you don't have a similar amount of righteous indignation about your president sitting in Obama's in Reverend Wright's church for 20 years? That's because you agree with Reverend Wright, I would assume. So let's go to the next step. How do you feel about Obama associating with racists like Al Sharpton for so many years? How do you apologize? How do you not apologize to the American people for having that despicable anti-cop, anti-American, anti-flag, anti-military human being, if you want to call him that, go in and out of the White House advising the president. How do you not see the hypocrisy in what you're saying, Representative Woodpecker, is what I'd like to ask them all of these double-talking hypocrites. Also, I have the breaking news, which is, it's a big deal to me, so, you know, who's going to boast about it? No one's going to tell you about it but me, so I have to tell you about it. Happy New Year. Michael Savage stays TSL top talker in the fourth quarter. And I broke all records again with 25.6 share Rush Limbaugh, 12.2 share Laura Ingraham, 6.5, and then all the others fall down below them. Michael Savage continues his streaming talk. Look at Hannity down at number 6 with a 3.8 share. Why is that? I wonder why they don't listen to him on the stream. I guess they could get him on television at night or wherever. I mean, that's an interesting question. Why do they listen to me so much? Number one talker with a 25 share. That's big. That's a big number. That is a big deal. So streaming talk radio with mobile devices. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. It is the Savage Nation. Obama administration stung by Cuban crackdown on dissidents, complicating detente. Guess that didn't make it to the San Francisco newspapers. Right after Obama reached out to Castro, he cracked down on dissidents. But then again, they've cracked down on conservative dissidents in America here for the longest of time. So it fits right in with the San Francisco Chronicle. Unless you're with the Marxist agenda, you're against it. And so therefore you are considered a dissident that should be Stalinized. I haven't told you why the book, The Stop the Coming Civil War, will become more important in this year than it was in 2014. And the reason is that that book is an architectural plan for throwing Boehner out and replacing Boehner and McConnell with real conservative Republicans. We're going to start working on it like it's a workbook beginning next week. Page after page after page, and you're going to find out that with all of these crimes and misdemeanors against the American people conducted by the Obama administration over these years, the Republicans have an obligation now that they have the majority to reverse this damage. And yet we see them on the same course as the Democrat socialist machine. And that's why I'm asking you to dust off your copy of Stop the Coming Civil War and treat it like a workbook for saving the Republican Party from Boehner and McConnell. Line one, you're on the Savage Nation. Topic and city, please.
How you doing there?
What's your name and what's your city?
My name is Leonard Fells. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Yes, sir. What's your topic?
Well, I just want to say that I like listening to your show. I like listening to 560, man, because y'all conservative. Now, I grew up liberal, but I joined Reverend Moon's group in 83, and that made me have a conservative side. And I understand y'all, man. Y'all pretty good. Y'all raise your kids good.
Well, I'm not a fan of Reverend Moon, if that's what you're implying.
No, but he pushed us toward conservatism.
Yeah, I'm sure he did do some good things, no question about it. It's just that I'm not a group thinker, I'm an individual thinker. And I'm sure you yourself today like to make up your own mind on things, right?
You know what? I even regret joining because of the group thinking. You know, not trying to be funny. But it was pretty stressful.
I'm sure you're not popular in your group of friends, are you?
Because
of
your party. I'm not. You know.
How does it feel to march to a different drummer?
Well, I like to march to my own beat. You know.
Good. That's what made America great. A man like you, and I thank you for being a loyal listener of the Savage Nation on KSFO. Line two, go ahead, please. Name, city, and topic.
This is Marge in Vineland, New Jersey. I listen on the Internet through Kansas City's KCMO because there's no Cumulus in the Philadelphia area. I'm calling because of Johns Hopkins lies. I believe they have bought into the worldwide ideology of eugenics, just as Bill Gates.
Oh, my God. You mean the reason they would put out a fraudulent study saying that the environment has no effect on cancer?
Right.
That 65% of cancers are caused by chance is to make us think that some of us are genetically defective?
I believe Ted Turner and Bill Gates have openly been quoted as saying they believe that the world population should be reduced by one-third. And I believe that Obama even believes the same thing, which is why he was letting Ebola into this country. This is why they're allowing the medical marijuana. This is why we have the big drug industry that they have not tried to wipe out of our culture. The whole thing is to destroy the middle class, destroy the poor, and leave it just leave this planet for the elite, for themselves.
Well, some part of what you say makes logical sense, some part of it doesn't. But the issue of a fraudulent study such as that put out by Johns Hopkins is very disturbing when it goes against all of the last 50 years of, if not more, of legitimate studies showing the relationship between environment and cancer causation. Oh, my God, we're flat out of time of unprotected talk on the Savage Nation. Well, that's it for this Friday's edition of the program. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll continue to tune in. As you know, the show keeps growing and booming by leaps and bounds. I've been here for you this week. I intend to be there with God's will the weeks to come right here on the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Savage.